Hey, ladies, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the Simple Sustainable Fat Loss Program. This is my 8-week program. Sometimes I refer to it as the 8-week challenge. If you've been here a while, you've been hearing about it and maybe waiting to take the leap, or maybe it has not been the right timing for you if you were in a season of pregnancy or postpartum. And the time might be now. We are kicking off April 8th. I am closing enrollment April 1st, and I only take 20 ladies. So if you've been thinking about it before, this is the time to take the leap. It does not come back again until September. If you're not sure what this is, it's essentially an 8-week program where it's a group setting. I take your hand and walk you through setting up a great metabolism so that you can, after the 8 weeks, have this awesome metabolism built that keeps burning fat for you. You don't have to worry about what diet to try, this, that, on and off bandwagons, yo-yoing. This is the anti-yo-yoing plan here. Okay. So in the 8 weeks, I set you up with workouts to do. They're press, play, and go. So you just have the plan for all 8 weeks. You have access to this forevermore. So the videos are yours to keep and keep using. If you're not a video gal, I've got PDFs for you. And you can also continue whatever workout style you're doing apart from the program. You don't have to do the program workouts. Nutrition really is the biggest basis of the program. On the podcast, very often I'm talking about eating high protein, talking about 80-20 eating. I'm talking about eating according to your macros sometimes, or eating intuitively. This all comes together in the program. So here, maybe you've been piecemealing it, listening to some of the episodes, trying to do this on your own. I just take your hand truly, and we start with what you are already doing, and I just refine it as we go in that 8 weeks. You start just logging what you're already eating. And then I teach you, you know what, Sarah, pulling a name from here, you gotta not eat that avocado at breakfast if you're going to have peanut butter at lunch because it's putting you over in fats. So instead, you're gonna wanna, you know, or if you're gonna have guac tonight, then maybe that's not the day that we have some kind of peanut butter on the toast, whatever. I teach you how to balance that out in ways of picking and choosing, and nothing is restrictive. So you can do this forevermore. I'm equipping you with these tools so that then when you go to a barbecue this summer or whatever it is, you know, you can look at the table and say, and not say like, oh, I shouldn't eat that. I can't eat that. Oh, that's off limits. That's a bad food. That's a good food. You can be informed and look at the buffet table and say, you know what? I am going to have a burger, but I'm not going to have the bun because I'm going to have a beer instead. So that'll be my carb. And then I'll fill up half my plate with veggies and so on and so forth. That's what I am teaching you to do. And now, if you want a chance to win some of your money back, you can submit optional before and after pictures, which is a fun little addition to the program that you don't have to do. It is optional. And, you know, we come out with a winner at the end. So it's always a good time. You have the support in the community of all these other women trying to do this with you. And we have a good time. You have me for personalized check-ins. That's why I cap the number. And hundreds of women have found and sustained, more importantly, found and sustained fat loss with this program. So go grab a spot. We kick off April 8th. You can sign up at healthycatholicmoms.com under the Work With Me tab. Welcome to the Healthy Catholic Moms podcast, where we make moving and nourishing our bodies a priority so that we not only fulfill our vocations, but excel in our callings. I'm Brittany Pearson, a Catholic wife, mom, and personal trainer, and I'm here to help you build healthy habits that actually fit your life. I am here to teach you how to get the results that you want and maintain the results that you want without spending hours at the gym or meal prepping all weekend long. I understand. I am right here with you, getting my workouts done in the nooks and crannies of time, looking up recipes while nursing babies, and trying to prioritize my own health amidst everything else going on. But I have really good news for you. You can get the results you want in less time without doing hours of cardio and restrictive dieting. I am going to teach you how to use strength training and eating in a macro balanced way to get you feeling so good in your skin, full of energy and strong to carry out your life. Okay? On this podcast, we'll delve into how to lose fat in a simple, sustainable way, what your workouts and nutrition should look like during different seasons of life, like during pregnancy and postpartum times. We'll also discuss healthy quick meals and how to get them on the table, make food that kids will actually want to eat, mom hacks for making your day run more smoothly, and so much more.
all the while with continuous encouragement to stay the course and live with discipline. This is a place where we're striving to steward our bodies well in order to joyfully serve. I am so happy you're here. Let's dive in.
Hello there, my friends. Welcome to today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for clicking play and for joining me today. I'm super excited to get into today's topic. We are discussing pushing past a fat loss plateau. So I'm going to take you through some steps about how to even assess if you're really in a plateau, and we will take it from there. If you determined that you are in fact in a plateau, I'll give you some action steps. Now, I just want to say this is something that is very, very subjective. There are certain areas of health and fitness, the one we're talking about them, I can't just give, you know, steps A, B, C will definitely work for everybody. I've worked with hundreds, almost if not thousands of ladies throughout the years, both in person and remotely now. And there have been so many differing reasons why plateaus can happen and whether or not people are even truly in plateaus. So I'm going to kind of try to just do my best to break it down and say what it could be. And some of it just sounds like when you look at the list, like, well, Britt, how am I going to know? It's kind of like anything, you know, when we're not sure what the exact problem is, we're just, you know, having the symptoms are showing themselves. Like, we're like, yep, we're not losing weight. We're not losing fat. We're not, you know, continuing to progress. It's hard to diagnose sometimes the exact source. So similar to if, you know, you were having an allergic reaction, you'd want to kind of isolate the triggers you think that it might be, right? Like, okay, well, I know I didn't eat gluten today, so it can't be gluten, or like you would isolate things one at a time. So I encourage you, if and when you've determined that you are in a plateau, to try out just one thing at a time in trying to get things moving again. There's so much to this conversation too that is very hormonal. You know, there are times where and if you're newer to the podcast, I have to let you know this then, first and foremost, that I encourage ladies to check progress no more than once a month. So if you're that everyday step on the scale person, or once a week step on the scale person, I encourage you to try to just back that up and spread that out to just a four week span, because we have such a range of hormones that go on during that time that you can step on the scale one day and have 4 extra pounds of water weight than the very next day. Now, there's so much to be said even, I guess, before I get to the plateau part, that also there's some prerequisites I just want you to know about, you know, the way I do things. I don't love the scale as an indicator anyways. We can use the scale, and it's, I think, most helpful for those who have a lot of weight to lose, meaning to even be kind of in a healthy range for your height. You have, you know, maybe like over 20 pounds or over 50 pounds that you know is to lose. Otherwise, a lot of times the scale, you know, doesn't matter all that much. I have shared this on the podcast. I've shared this with clients. I've been 150 and I've looked one way, and I've been 150 and I've looked another way. I've been 150 and I've been 30% body fat. I've been 150 and I've been like 22, 23% body fat. So body fat percentage is much more what we care about, most of us, than weight. A lot of us still, you might think like, no, Brittany, I want to see pounds. And that's kind of what we're working through right now. We're currently, at the time of recording this, wrapping up the first 8-week program of 2024, which ran from January like 15th or so through about the time it would have ended a couple weeks ago. By the time this comes out, it runs through like March 8th ish roughly. And these are the conversations, we're in week 6 of it right now, that are coming up with, you know, participants who are saying, okay, Brittany, you know, my pants fit better. Some have even said like, I've lost a whole size just at, you know, 4 weeks in. I have more energy. I'm stronger. I'm this, I'm that. I'm more energetic. I'm not hungry, but I'm not seeing the scale move. And I'm like, okay, well, pause. Do we need to see the scale move? In some cases, yes. There are some cases where ladies know that for their height, we're, you know, a bit farther than we'd like to be from the goal weight. But if it's truly just a number in your head of, well, I was that weight number one time, or I was that in high school, or I was that in my early 20s, we don't need to go by that just arbitrary number against gravity. We want to feel good in our clothes. We want to have a healthy body fat percentage and all those things. All right. So I just want to say all of that because the scale does fluctuate by a number of factors, from a number of factors. Even just eating more carbs one day is going to put you up on the scale the next day because carbs hold water. Things like that that I want you to know, and I truly believe and practice myself as well. I don't hold myself solely to a number on the scale. I know again what's a good range for myself, and I'll share that because I don't like when people are ambiguous. You're like, okay, but what is that? It's different for everyone and different by muscle mass, all these things. I am 5'4". Where I like to be is between 140 and 150. That's kind of my range. Now, at time of recording this, I am about 153 last time I checked. This is, I'm like 2.5 months postpartum and about 153. So obviously I'm trying to work that down slowly. I do like to sit in that 140 to 150 range. But even in that range, I've been the same body fat. Like I've been 142 and I've been 21% body fat, and I've been 148 and I've been 21% body fat. So it's not all necessarily tied to that number. Usually you will see the scale number start to come down in conjunction with your body fat percentage going down, but it usually actually, you know, sometimes even takes a little bit longer. It's just, you know, the way things go. But all right, so first and foremost, I want you to assess whether you really are in a plateau or if you've changed anything. A lot of times, someone will say, hey, Brittany, like I was doing the things, I was eating healthily, maybe even tracking macros. I was doing my workouts, blah, blah, blah. I was seeing progress. And then now I'm not. I'm like, okay, so truly up until this point, like you've been doing this, 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 and I stopped. Well, I was on vacation last week, or well, up until, this is what I hear actually the most, is like up until about 2 weeks ago when I went on vacation, or when I got busy at work, or when I whatever, XYZ, up until then, I was seeing really good progress. Now I'm not. What can I do? And my first advice is get back to what you were doing. If, you know, the basics were working, you've just strayed from the basics, get back to what was working. Like, make sure you're actually working the plan you're on before we change anything. Even more so, even in this past challenge right now, so current challenge, but past by the time you're listening to it, I always get this. I will tell a client, and please, if you're listening and you were in that, you're like, she's talking about me. There's definitely been more than one occasion that I've said this. It, you know, I'll say, do A, B, and C, and then we're going to see fat loss, right? So do A, B, and C. And then they will come back with a week or 2 weeks later. So I didn't do A because it was really busy and blah, blah, blah. That kind of went by the wayside. I didn't do B because I didn't plan well for it, but I'm going to do that next week. C is coming along, but it's like not quite there yet. But what do you think I should do differently to encourage fat loss? Did you just hear that? I'm like, well, wait a second. You didn't really do A, B, and C, and I'm not judging why. I'm not negating that, like, real life circumstances happened, that maybe it was, you know, all the kids in the house were sick. The grocery pickup gave you the wrong substitutes. And those were nobody's excuses. Okay. I'm just saying, like, there are real things that happen. But the fact is, I'm still going to come back and say, do A, B, and C. If you didn't really fully do them, and then you're looking for a totally different solution, like, but what else can I do? Or what more can I do? I'm like, don't do more. That's like, you know, asking what the extra credit is when you didn't do the first homework. Do it to the best of your ability for as long as you can. And that's when results will come. Okay. So step one is assess whether you're actually doing what you know would work. It's a different thing. If you don't know what will work, that's when you should work with somebody. Truly. That's why I have the 8-week program, because there are just standards that are a great foundation and great baseline for everybody. Okay, step two, if you have ensured that really you have been sticking to it, and this happens, like plateaus really do happen. So a lot of times people are like, you know, nope, I've been on my nutrition, I've been on my workouts, something has stalled out. Okay, ensure that you are progressively overloading, which means ensure that in your workouts, something is getting harder, not necessarily each time you do the workout, but overall. So for example, in my programs, 8-week and Chasing Greatness group, which is a monthly workout group, I do everything on a 4-week cycle. So it means you're doing the same plan for 4 weeks exactly to do this, to make sure you are progressing them. So say, you know, the first week on leg day, you were doing 10 reps of a goblet squat with a 15-pound dumbbell. Well, week two, you're going to work on adding a couple reps. You're going to try for 12 reps instead of 10. Maybe week three, you're going to drop it back down to 10 reps, but you're going to pick up the 20 and try it with the 20-pound dumbbell. So maybe week four, you stay there because that was really hard and you can't eke out another rep. It's not, again, necessarily increasing every week because like I talked about in the very beginning, we do have this whole cycle of hormones, and that should be a factor that sometimes, you know, you have a killer workout because maybe it's your ovulation week and you're feeling great. I know we're not all necessarily in this, you know, in a premenopausal kind of a thing, but you know, there's all different stages. I'm just saying, for example, we tend to be on at the peak of our workouts when it's lining up with peak week, right? And then if it's a PMS week, maybe we are not feeling so powerful in our workouts, those kinds of things. So it doesn't mean that every single workout needs to be getting better than the last. It just means that over the course of a month, something has enhanced. Like you are not doing the exact same number of reps at the exact same weight, or you're not going to see change. That would make sense of why you're not seeing change. Okay, step three is to assess your macros. If you are not tracking at all right now, like you are kind of just eating intuitively, eating overall healthily, the first thing I'll tell people if they want to tighten things back up or push past a plateau is to just start tracking so that you get really dialed into what you're consuming and what those numbers are looking like. If you weren't tracking at all, you're going to want to be consistent for a while, at least like 2 weeks to get some good data. And then from there, once you have your baseline, you can work yourself into a little deficit, which means take down the, say you were averaging 1800 calories, you're going to want to take yourself down by 3 to 5% so that you know that you are in a deficit, which means you're burning more than you're taking in. You're going to take in less calories than before. I have a whole episode titled How to Cut, Reverse Diet, and Maintain. So you can check that out. I don't have the number handy, but if you just scroll back on through, that's the exact title. Even if you just Google How the Catholic Moms, How to Cut, Reverse Diet, and Maintain, it'll walk you through that. Okay, step four. And I've said this only maybe twice that I can remember in all of the people that I've worked with. So usually the first two things are going to take care of bumping your progress along. Normally, honestly, it doesn't even get past the first one. If I assess with somebody, hey, have you actually been doing the things that are going to move the needle? Like getting enough protein, like all the foundations I talked about that we go through in the 8-week program, getting enough protein, getting your steps in, strength training at least 3 times a week, but maybe 5 times a week. Those kind of basics. Have you been doing that consistently for several weeks? If the answer is no, there's your answer. You're just going to do that stuff, right? And then if they have been doing that, usually that getting really on point with your macros will take care of this. Now, if for some reason something's still not working or not seeing the change you'd like to see, I suggest step four is shaking up your exercise modality. Now, I do believe and always promote that we do need at least 3 strength training sessions a week, and that varies greatly. So within those parameters, you can switch from lifting heavy to doing all bands. You could try Pilates that has resistance. I'm not talking about just like the on the floor, you doing a Pilates video, which I'm not knocking. In the Chasey Greatness Group, I actually do like Pilates style for mobility. But if you're counting it as strength training, you need to use like the bands, the balls, the reformers, that kind of Pilates. Same thing, you know, if you're wanting to try just something that's more body weight, like bar, if you're not using weights, that kind of thing, you need resistance in there, whether it is bands or it's weights. TRX is a great one too. Like if you've been doing, you know, heavy weights and you want to try TRX, or you've been doing TRX and you want to try a more heavyweight style, you want to try more machines going to the gym. I had a client once who for a while, and she might listen to this podcast, we haven't worked together in years, but for a while she was seeing fantastic progress. And then we got to a point where she wanted a little bit more progress. We weren't, you know, her nutrition was super on point. Her body just didn't really seem to be responding to the workouts then. This was all remote, but she was doing it on her own. She was killing it. And I told her to just go try boxing. I was like, you know what? Why don't you try something a little more full body? Not that lifting's not, and or cardio's not, whatever. There's just, you know, Let's mix it up. Let's see if, the short muscle fibers, the long muscle fibers, like fast twitch, slow twitch, all that. If your body just takes off with something else, I've experienced that myself where sometimes it's kind of even beyond. I know there's research to back a lot of this, but sometimes it's also just, I think, a little bit of personalization in it. Maybe you're more excited during it. Maybe you're more into it, so you're giving it more. There's a ton of factors. And like I said, I personally experienced that where I've gotten bored in just the normal supersets, strength training, whatever, that I've been like, you know what? I'm just going to do some CrossFit style workouts and move quickly and do more compound moves. And my body responds really well to that. Then I've been in seasons where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to mix things up and I'm going to do more bodybuilding style, which is typically more what you see in my programs, like 3 sets of 12 or 4 sets of 12 or whatever, and do isolated muscle groups. And then my body's responded really well to that. Like we just, mix it up if all else fails. And if not, I do think a lot of that doesn't even go to what the workout is. I think a lot goes into our renewed energy and like love for whatever it is that we try out. I've seen this just like I said, a handful of times, but I know for myself too, I've experienced it doesn't really matter what I switch to or from. It's been at different seasons of life. Maybe at some seasons it was one way of working out, and other seasons it was a different one, but it was just the switch up that mentally is what I needed. Okay. And then your last tip here is to accurately monitor progress. So if you think you're at a plateau, but you really don't have much data to go by, I don't recommend. I don't like, being obsessive about I got exactly this much sleep and this many steps and I weigh this, my body fat's this. Use what is gonna help you and what you can sustain. I have some clients who like to do measurements. They'll take, around their waist and their upper arm and their thigh. I've never personally done that, nor done that with in-person clients, because to me, it's just too many numbers. I don't want to keep track of that many numbers. But I do like something to go off of. So to get the most accurate measurements, you're going to want to keep the time that you're doing it pretty standardized. Now, this factors in a lot for if you are doing weight or you're doing body fat, which you usually need weight for, depending on what you're doing. So for example, when I weigh myself, I try to do it just once a month. And I'll be honest, there are times that I hop on more often and I'm like, Brittany, don't do this. Just like, I tell all of you, don't do it. But in general, I'll try to stick to the once a month, but I'll do it first thing in the morning before I've had water or coffee or anything else. And then when I take my body fat, I have a handheld body fat analyzer. You need the weight for it. So I will take that weight and then I will go grab my, like just mentally take that weight and I will grab my body fat analyzer and put in that weight first thing, again, before I've eaten, before water, before coffee. And then I'll do that usually like a couple days in a row just to make sure it's around the same ballpark in case one day I did just eat carbs the day before or something was just, or I was like a little bit dehydrated or something was off. I kind of do it over the course of 3 days usually and then just kind of take the average. So if you might think you're in a plateau just because one day you were up on the scale from something like that, from having carbs the day before, or from weighing yourself at different times. If you usually weigh yourself in the morning and you weighed yourself in the afternoon, those kinds of things. So make sure you're accurately monitoring your progress. Try to just work the plan then. Stay consistent for a couple weeks before, not a couple, 4 weeks specifically, before you check in again and just work the plan. All right. I hope this was helpful. And if you have any questions about anything, feel free to email me, Brittany at healthycatholicmoms.com. We could also set up a coaching call. I do just one-off coaching calls for questions just like this, where you can outline for me like what you've been doing, what we might need to look at then to get you pushing past a plateau. You could book the coaching call directly without even emailing me if you go to healthycatholicmoms.com on the work with me page, right at the bottom of the page, you could set that up. All right, ladies, next episode, we are having on a very special guest, Dan Lawson, who is a Catholic mental health therapist, and we are delving into mental health. And it very much relates to physical and everything that, we are whole people. So it's really a very thorough, deep dive into health, just overall health. I really enjoyed the conversation. I'm excited for you to hear that. So make sure you don't miss it. All right. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you then.